PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Tell them play that shit again. Tell them that you like that line. Did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Tell them play that shit again. Tell them
turn up the bass.
Did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Dollar, did you turn it up? Better did you bring it back? Tell them play that shit again. Tell them that you like that line. Did you turn it? 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 Did you
turn it? Drew, you look ridiculous.
I'm all hunkered down, bro.
You're hunkered down within the hunkering.
I'm cold.
I know you're freezing.
It's like 69 degrees in this house. Ayo. I have no idea how fucking... Jesus.
It's 70.6 degrees. God,
that is almost freezing.
Let me check that. No, it's not. No, it's not.
My body says it.
I'm turning the house into a fridge, so when the power eventually goes out, we have some residual coldness.
I mean, again, I understand what's going on. I need to conserve my body heat.
To conserve body heat. You need to step outside for a minute.
I'd be outside all day. I would not be in here if I wasn't wearing this hoodie.
What?
I said I would not be inside if I wasn't wearing this hoodie.
You wouldn't be fitting.
Just be outside. Shitty rain. Fucking hurricane.
Is he closed?
Yeah, did he close last night?
Only
through Monday.
The fifth time.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Disney only closes, basically the way it works is they look at their books and they say, how many lawsuits can we afford? Oh, can't do that today. Close it down.
Well, they closed four other times. Can you name the reasons why?
I would say hurricanes. All of them, all of them.
99 Hurricane Floyd. Floyd? Who's Floyd? I don't remember. How old are you?
99.
Apparently it was bad enough to shut down the park.
Well, I mean, it didn't come around Sarasota. Wait, 99? Floyd?
99. Floyd! Yeah, Floyd!
I remember Floyd!
Remember Floyd?
I remember Floyd!
What happened with Floyd?
Floyd was supposed to smack into Sarasota, but it went north. So it probably smacked into Orlando. It didn't even rain in Sarasota. It was just a super windy day. But it was bright and sunny, and the only reason why I remember it is because it's the first time I took LSD.
All right. So what's that story?
Like I said, it was hurricane day. We didn't have school, but because they canceled school for the hurricane, but there was no hurricane. So it was just a day off. So I was 16. I had a car. I fucking went over. I went over to my buddy's house. We tripped balls all day and hung out in his backyard and watched the fucking grass sway like rivers.
Yeah, my, the wind.
Buddy John ended up climbing a tree. I'm pretty sure he thought he was a monkey for a little while.
He regressed.
Yeah, well, dude, he seriously, at one point in time, I was just, like, sitting, staring at this, there were two Johns in the group. Buddy John, whose house we were at, and the other buddy John, who was in the tree.
Mm-hmm. John in the house, John in the tree.
So, I was out back. He had a little creek running behind his house. It was more of like just a really deep ditch in all reality, but it almost looked like a creek. And I was tripping balls, so I was like, "It's a creek." I was just sitting out there smoking a cigarette, just staring at stuff. John climbs a tree.
Yeah.
First off, what I didn't notice was that he had grabbed like three or four starfruit off of the starfruit tree in the backyard.
Okay.
And then he climbed the tree like a goddamn monkey. And then he sat on a branch like a goddamn monkey and fucking devoured those starfruit like a fucking ape. Like for about 3 minutes, he regressed to his primal form.
You know, straight, straight animal.
Yeah. Man. It was really fucking weird, and it's something I'll never forget.
Sounds like some intense LSD.
Black gel tabs.
No, I was about to ask if there were gel tabs.
Yeah, they were black gel tabs too. You know what made it black?
The darker the better.
District 9.
Oh yeah, that's the stuff.
It's that rat poison.
That's that stuff.
That rat poison makes you trip extra hard though, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we got some for the hurricane supplies, right?
Mm. Should have.
2004.
That would have been interesting. 24 hours locked. 24-hour curfew.
Strict LSD.
Oh, man. You would not have a good time, Chris.
No, I wouldn't. 2004 was Hurricane Francis, which I do remember.
Yeah. You were here for Francis?
Well, 2004. I remember Charlie, Francis, and Ivan.
Yeah, that was... we got crisscrossed that year.
Yeah. But this says in 2004, it closed for Francis. That was a big one that wasn't necessarily strong, but it sat on us.
Yeah.
Like Harvey style. I remember it was just a long day of what the fuck. Yep. Hurricane Jean? Is Hurricane Jean the forgotten 2004 storm?
Probably.
But it closed.
Yeah.
It's probably another super slow one.
Well, you know what? It was probably, you know, we were getting crisscrossed. They were like, you know what? We're not taking any fucking chances. It's another hurricane. Don't care how strong it's going to be. Close it down.
Yeah. I guess it's all about proximity. Because then it closed last October for Matthew.
Yeah.
Which, when it got here, it wasn't necessarily that bad of a storm.
No. It was just rainy.
It was just rainy for a day. Then everything, all the power went out. That sucked.
Yeah.
So we are just hanging out here. And we literally can't go anywhere because there's nothing to do.
Everything's closed, and at 7 p.m.,
the curfew hits.
Legally, we can't go anywhere.
It's 9 hours from now. We're officially stuck here
for 23.
For another 23. God. But it's like, I've already been stuck here since last night.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, so by that point, it's going to be 48 hours.
Yeah.
I haven't been in this place for 48 hours straight since I moved here.
Yeah, no. No, no. I haven't even been in this house for 24 hours straight since I moved here.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, no. I wake up, I go to work, I go do shit. I, you know,
I got stuff to do. Always stuff,
I got
to,
stuff
do,
to do. Always
people
stuff to
see.
Do. Yeah, I
there's
mean,
family,
I'm,
there's business.
I mean, when I'm on the weekends, I'm home more.
You still gotta go do stuff.
But I still, I mean, fuck, dude. There are some days where I run errands for like 6 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I wake up at 8 like I normally do. Just fucking go do my thing.
Go do your thing.
And then next thing I know, it's goddamn 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's like, shit, where'd my day go? Yeah, but no, now from last night through tomorrow night, stuck
here. A whole
here.
Lot of hunkering.
And at least half of that's gonna be without power.
At least.
Ugh, at least half. So we're going to...
In all reality, I just hope that the power goes out like while I'm asleep.
Yeah, sure.
So hopefully, I don't notice those first 6-8 hours of it.
Yeah, hopefully it goes out late. The storm would have blown through by Monday midday.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Orange County does curfews later like that is so first responders, emergency vehicles can get out there first.
Exactly.
Keep the roads empty. And hopefully, you know, start working. I saw it on, they said today, Brevard County, this morning... They're just getting, just the feeder bands are just coming through. Already 2,000 people without power early this morning. Yeah. But then by like 9:30, that number was down to 600.
Yeah.
So they're working to restore power even as the storm is rolling through.
Well, no, exactly. Well, the only thing that keeps the power guys away from doing their job are the winds.
The winds.
If the winds are under 45 miles an hour, then they can go up there and do their job.
Yeah, so they have a while until it actually hits here. It's looking like the winds around here could be like in the 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. with gusts getting closer to 100.
Yeah.
What's that, like 3? Cat 2?
That's Cat 3.
That's Cat 3? 100 is Cat 3?
Yeah. All
right, we'll see what happens.
I mean, that's... But at the same point in time, I mean, my dad told me a very memorable story that I had since remembered he told me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in Florida since the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So, I forget. No, it what he. Oh, I forget what hurricane it was now. But there was a hurricane that came through Sarasota, like when I was really young in the 80s.
Yep.
And my dad said he put a beer. He had accidentally left a beer bottle on top of the mailbox,
mm-hmm.
Like that afternoon or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, hunker down. It goes through the night. Blah 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 blah. Wake up in the morning. You know, he's watching TV, and you know the barrier islands are trashed.
Yeah.
Everything's trashed. Power's out, mm-hmm. you know, trees are down mm-hmm. everywhere. My dad goes back outside, beer bottle's still sitting right there.
How's that even possible? That's crazy.
On top of the fucking mailbox.
How's that even possible?
It's
wild.
Proximity, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris, there have been days here. Remember that time we went over to your parents' house? What, like 2 months ago, we had a wicked thunderstorm. Our power's out.
Oh, yeah, power went out.
We go to your parents, and they said they didn't even get a drop of rain.
Yeah, they're like, well, what happened?
And they are 15 minutes that way.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, true. But not with this storm, though.
Oh, no, I have
with the size of this thing.
We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, no matter. It's coming up on the west, and the east side, people are like, fuck. Man, it must have been crazy in Tampa and St. Pete for the last, like, 24, 48 hours.
Everybody going finals. From East Coast, we're going to be fine. Yeah. East Coast, everybody leave.
Yeah. Crazy. Like, what? We're not prepared.
Everybody get the fuck out.
We are not prepared.
Yeah, no, it was definitely disheartening to hear it was going up the West Coast. I've got some property that I know there.
Yeah.
Kind of worried about it.
Yeah.
It's close to the water.
Well, you got the insurances and stuff.
Oh, thank
too,
God.
So just got it.
Thank God.
Just gotta let things happen. And
funny
then
thing was,
worry
dude,
about it when it does.
When I renewed my flood insurance policy this year, the guy was like, "Listen, I know you're doing this because you care about the house, but you're in an X zone. You don't really need to." Yeah. And I was like, "Fuck you, renew my policy."
Yeah.
And he did.
There you go.
And it's a good thing because I have a feeling I'm gonna be using it here tomorrow.
Could be storm surge crazy on that west side.
Oh, dude, if the storm surge in the bay is above 10 feet, my house goes underwater.
That's not good.
So.
No es bueno.
Yeah.
Agua no es bueno.
Yeah. So 15-foot storm surge, that means 5 feet of my house is underwater.
Have they said what the surges are looking like?
They estimate between 8 and 16 feet.
Where does 8 get you?
8 gets me, that gets halfway up my road.
Okay.
Because I'm in the high spot. I'm actually at the high spot of my neighborhood.
All right. So last one to flood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, dude. There are going to be some much more expensive houses that get flooded well before my shitty house does.
Okay. Great to know.
Because all the expensive shit's on the bay, dude.
That's funny.
One thing I am looking forward to as soon, you know, do myself some destruction watching. Google Siesta Key aftermath after this hurricane and see the night. Oh,
oh yeah.
You've been to the Key.
Yeah.
You know, dude, this place, it's going to be trashed.
No, man. Yeah, whole pieces of shoreline are going to disappear.
Yeah.
My mom was all like, I miss blizzards. She'd rather go through
rather
a blizzard.
Deal with the blizzard.
Because power rarely goes out. And if it does, then you just, like, you bundle up.
Yeah.
As opposed to sweat. And otherwise, it's just, you get all your food, you get your hot chocolate, you just watch TV, and you're stuck inside. And it's the same thing, but less of a chance of power going out, and you don't have to worry about flooding and all this other stuff and sandbags. It's just snow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
frozen water.
It's frozen water. Causes more problems with travel and digging yourself out.
Literally digging yourself out.
Yeah, you have to dig yourself out, but it is different. Yeah, we don't have to dig ourselves out. We just have to clean up afterwards. And in a way, storms like this help clean things. I mean, the streets are going to be, it's like a nice enema for some of the streets.
I mean, yes and no. Yes, the streets will be clean, but the water is going to be dirty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about the water.
Just don't drink the water.
You mean the flood water? Don't drink the flood water.
All the water. The way that humanity has done things on this planet with, you know, underground piping and sewage and blah, 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 blah. And especially in the state of Florida with the groundwater being so close.
Yep.
Easily contaminable.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really funny when, you know, climate change is coming. It's here. We're doing it.
The climate has changed.
When sea levels start rising and whole towns start going underwater, you're going to see a whole lot of really toxic shorelines because of all the pipes and sewage underground shit that we've laid that we can't get to anymore.
And it's all damaged and leaking and screwed up. That's a bummer.
It's going to fuck up a whole lot of shit, dude.
That's a bummer. I mean, yeah, we're all pretty much screwed. You read about the all that permafrost thawing out?
Yes.
And like the 1,000-year-old plagues? And
yeah, 1,000-year-old superbugs.
Yeah.
Things
that have been dormant forever.
Exactly, yeah. Also, stuff like that with all the permafrost going, they're starting to find, just recently, I guess maybe last year or the year before, a quote-unquote forgotten battle of World War I in the tundra of Russia.
What?
The permafrost is thawing and there are fucking dead bodies everywhere.
That's crazy.
From World War I.
That is crazy.
They're all still in their fucking get-ups.
Someone went up there and battled.
Yeah, and they all died.
In the ice.
And then they all got frozen over, and everybody forgot about them, and now they're thawing out.
That's crazy.
So maybe we'll get some cool World War I zombies?
White Walkers?
Yeah, World War I White Walkers.
What if all the permafrost thaws out, and then
WW1WW?
Yeah, what happens if a World War I era zombie dragon flies out of the Arctic because it's all defrosted? Guillermo del Toro posted a link about how they found some old undiscovered deep caves in Antarctica.
They've been.
So he's all like, come on, Cthulhu.
No shit, right? Well, I mean, they're going to... with all the ice melting, we're actually going to finally get a good glimpse of, you know, some of these places that we haven't been able to go before.
Yeah.
I mean, we're paying the fucking price for it, but...
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. Rising seas and crazy weather patterns and part of the country's on fire.
I mean, at one point...
It's so dry and so hot, another part is about to get drenched, other parts are underwater already.
And then at one point in time, what, like 3 days ago, there were 3 hurricane systems all in the Atlantic?
Yeah, because this is the Gulf of Mexico considered the Atlantic? Yeah, there's 3 in the Atlantic at the same time that were all threatening to hit North America. That's another thing. Because there have been times before where there have been 3 fully formed hurricanes or more. But, like, the one that's all the way out there has no shot whatsoever of hitting land.
Well, it's the same thing. Like, Jose now, it's done.
Oh, they're already saying? I thought Jose was going to do a loop around and come back.
It's gonna loop, and then while it does that loop, the other one's coming up.
Yeah.
And it's... sucking away all of Jose's energy.
Oh, Irma's fucking up Jose?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw it was projected like a week ago. Jose was supposed to do that loop.
Yeah.
And then come right for Florida.
Well, no. Now it's supposed to get halfway through that loop and then just kind of...
And then just dissipate, turn into a tropical depression system of some sort.
A low pressure system.
All right. Okay. See how that goes. So we're bored, obviously, and it's only 10:30 in the morning, so this is bad. Already resorting to watching Law and Order, not good.
Oh, dude, resorting to watching Law and Order. Chris, I resort to watching Law and Order on almost a daily basis.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like TV's on, commercial, all this. So, hey, Law and Order, phone.
It's that Law and Order, and you're like...
I mean, I saw an episode today with... That's exactly what I'm like.
That took a second.
Yes. I mean, saw an episode today where one of the ADAs was playing a different character.
She was playing, it was like a bit role before she became an assistant.
Yeah. Because, you know, if anybody knows Law and Order, everybody knows Jack McCoy has always got his attractive brunette assistant.
Yeah.
There's this one girl who does, I don't even know what the actress's name is. Maybe I can probably look it up.
But she's one of the brunettes.
But she's one of the brunettes, and she this is obviously before she was one of Jack's ADAs, and she played a some stripper prostitute in another episode who got arrested.
Damn stripper prostitutes whoring themselves out for stripping and prostituting, and then she testifies, and then Jack McCoy is like, "I love this woman." So what Jack McCoy does is that night he goes to her strip club.
And he's like, "You need to go to law school."
He's like, I'll fund your law school and then you become my ADA in 2 years. And she's like, "I don't know, mister." And he's like, "Trust me."
I love me some Jack McCoy, bro. Really do. Sam Waterston's the man.
Sam Waterston.
And his daughter's kind of hot in a weird way.
Catherine Waterston's an attractive lady.
In a weird way, though.
You think she's weirdly attractive?
Only because...
Because every time you look at her, you see Sam Waterston?
A little bit. I can definitely see her daddy in her face, which is odd. But also, I haven't seen her with, like, long hair yet.
She had long hair in Inherent Vice?
It wasn't long. It was just, like, shoulder length.
She had long hair in the other thing that I saw her in.
Because Inherent Vice, it was like shoulder length, and then the last two in Logan Lucky and in Alien, she had that fucking bob going.
Which I think because they were shot right around the same time.
Yeah, which makes her look even more like her dad.
I'm not too into the shorter hair, but she did one which she had.
I don't mind
what she did after Inherent Vice. She did something after Inherent Vice. Between Inherent Vice and Alien, she did something. What did she do? She had long hair. She was Steve Jobs.
Oh, see, I never saw Steve Jobs.
You never saw Steve Jobs? You gotta get her on the scene, that man. It's good.
And I know.
And she has long hair.
You keep telling me.
It's good. Aaron Sorkin, Danny Boyle, Michael Fassbender.
I know.
Jeff Daniels. Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen. I know, Chris. It's good. It's good stuff. She's got the long hair, that one. And
oh, yeah, there we go.
You know, I saw a picture recently of one of... It was Steven Seagal's daughters.
She still looks like her. It's so weird that she looks like her dad. I can't get it. It's weird.
That's the thing. All right. So one of Steven Seagal has a daughter with Kelly LeBrock. And she is now in her 20s. And she's a plus size model.
Okay.
And she is very attractive. But I look at her and I'm like, you look like Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
And that's like bothering me. I couldn't. You look like Steven Seagal. Are you going to ask me to make me a sandwich? Like, oh shit. Yeah,
I mean, dude, look at the two of them side by side.
Oh.
They look just like each other.
Side by side?
It's so weird. They got the fucking nose, the mouth, the fucking eyes. It's so weird.
I can see it in the nose and the mouth for sure. But she still looks like a younger lady, and he looks like an old man. I can't make the transference that well. Try to look up a picture of Steven Seagal and Kelly LeBrock's daughter.
Okay.
I forgot her name, but that one is like, whoa. You look at her. You know who lucked out with that? Bryce Dallas Howard. Whew, man, she got lucky.
Who's she the daughter of?
Ron Howard? Niece of Clint?
Dallas Howard. That makes sense. Oh, it all makes sense now.
You didn't realize that?
Redhead
Howard?
And you know what? Now that you say it, it all... She does kind of look like him too. Yeah.
Well, she's got the redhead features and all that. Yeah, yeah. But she is attractive, whereas Ron and Clint are both like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, Clint even more so. Clint got the raw end of that deal, at least on the looks department.
Clint looks like they pulled him out of the oven too early.
Yeah.
Or too late.
Either or.
Or maybe he just got overwhipped in the bowl.
All right. And Kelly LeBrock. Oh, my God.
Right?
She
looks just like him, right?
She is... She's plus size. She is she's an attractive lady, but she looks just like her dad.
It's the same, I guess, same thing you're seeing where it's like, she's attractive, but she looks like her dad.
Yeah.
Like the Kelly LeBrock jeans are doing a lot of work there.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah.
Doing a lot of heavy lifting.
But still.
But she looks a little too much like her dad.
Yeah. And that's the thing I get with.
Maybe if she lost weight. I'm not saying she needs to or anything. She's a plus size model. She's making it work and that's awesome. But if her face wasn't fatter, like her dad's.
Nah, I don't think it'd help.
Oh, well.
I don't think... Because I've got a picture of skinny Steven Seagal here.
Yeah, sure.
And the feature still...
He still looks like Steven Seagal. Yeah. It's not like he stopped looking like Steven Seagal.
He just looks like fat Steven Seagal. She just looks like a little chubby Steven Seagal.
So she would just look like a thinner Steven Seagal.
Yeah. She looks like him.
That's weird. When parents have kids and kids get to a certain age, those parents should probably kill themselves so that people don't have to put up with, like, I want to bang you. Would you look like your dad? And then all pictures should be burned. I don't think this is a tenable solution to anything.
No,
actually.
No, it is not. That is not a solution. In fact, that is nothing but more problems, Chris.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just scrape all that and have some more iced coffee. What are you drinking?
Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't go anywhere to get coffee this morning.
And I still had a couple of... these not so great iced coffee mixed packets left.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're a coffee guy, so I didn't want to get down on your coffee.
I got them 5-hour energies, so that's also why I got them too. Because that's caffeine. I just need the caffeine. Woke up with a caffeine headache once a year ago, and it almost killed me.
No shit, right? Shit is awful.
Oh my God.
I used to get those in high school because I was drinking like a fucking 2-liter Mountain Dew a day.
God damn.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself?
Why? Because I was young and stupid.
The poisons.
The 2-liter Mountain Dew a day was the least of the poisons that was going into my bloodstream at that point in time.
No, it was the biggest of the poisons. You think so? That's what the soda industry wants you to think.
Oh, no. I was heavy into pharmaceuticals and hallucinogens and just about any other mind-altering substance I can get my hand on, so... Yeah.
True.
Good stuff.
True.
And now you're Kamehameha-ing me. Maybe you should go out there and do that to Irma. Get that bitch out of here, Chris. Give her a Kamehameha.
Did you see that video of someone put up an event in New York City a few weeks ago in like Washington Square Park? And it was everyone get together and scream like Goku and Dragon Ball Z at a certain time. And then someone walks up to them, like videotaping, I guess Snapchatting or whatever, because it's got the bar in the middle and it says, like, I'm here. Yeah. And there's like 20 people standing outside the statue, and they're all, just like in the TV show. And they're all just screaming like maniacs. That's
hilarious.
It is really funny. It's really funny. Someone did the event, and other people actually went to it.
But I'm sure if you were unfamiliar with it, just Dragon
looks like
Ball Z,
it looks insane. It's just insanity. It looks like insanity. Like these people are damaged. What's happening?
Exactly.
People are finally snapped. They're just screaming for no reason.
Exactly.
Just doing it.
Whole groups of them.
It's so funny. It was good stuff. My favorite, and then all those stupid event pages that people, whoever's making them for Irma, everyone aimed their fans at Irma, so it blows away. I finally saw one that takes the cake. It's the best one of all of them. It was an event page that said, let's all create funny event pages for Irma so Irma thinks we're cool and it leaves us alone.
All right. Well, we've gotten to the point where now the memes are commenting on themselves.
Yes.
So we've come full circle.
Yeah. Now we drown in memes. Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
Drowning in memes is the theme of notes.
There, are, I mean, there these Herc with the whole rise of meme culture. Like, it seems like it could be kind of fun for hurricanes in Florida.
Meme culture, sure.
I mean, one of them that I saw, one of my favorite ones, and since I work at a vegan restaurant and I hate all those fucking vegan assholes.
Oh, shit.
Sorry if you're listening and you're vegan. So, I saw one where it was a picture of the like the inside of a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And the shelving was empty. Except for...
like, the vegan section.
Except for the vegan section.
Yes, and it was completely stocked.
That is absolutely full to the brim, and it says, you have a choice, Florida. Starve to death or eat vegan. In parentheses, entire state of Florida swigs from whiskey bottle. See you in hell.
Yeah, that is so funny.
Like, yeah, we're hunkering down, but we're still not eating your vegan bullshit.
We're not eating that crap. Oh, man.
It's hilarious.
That is hilarious. That's what you...
Makes me laugh so hard.
And you know what? Vegans. Why are they so insufferable? The worst part...
because they're so full of themselves.
And they're so... a lot their of them, moral superiority of why that, they do what they do.
That is exactly what it is. They, in their mind, because they're vegan, they hold the moral high ground.
They're like, oh, you're fine with torturing animals or inhumane conditions, blah, blah. Uh-huh. And it's like the same thing with policing. Like, I can support the idea of the police and still want better policing. Mm-hmm. My options don't have to be bad policing or no policing.
Exactly.
My options don't have to be inhumanely farmed, sourced animals or no animals.
Yeah, why can't I just have, you know, like a grass-fed pig who lived a happy life and did his thing and maybe had some babies and then at the end I came in and slit his fucking throat and ate him?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with killing Wilbur? That's what Wilbur's for. Wilbur's to feed us.
Yeah.
And then when I see things, I've seen now a couple of studies over the last few years, and another one came up recently that just confirmed it again, and it's my favorite thing ever. Plants have, like, what are essentially nerve endings or sensors within them, all plants, so that when they take any sort of damage, it registers in a way that we would consider pain.
Yes.
So when you're, like, ripping into a plant or you're pulling the leaves out of the ground to make your salad because you're so humane, you're murdering plants. So, and they're feeling it.
Because they are alive.
If they could scream, they'd be screaming.
Chris, so here's the thing. Plants do scream.
Do they?
Yes. You know.
They just go?
No. No, they do it in a different way.
They go, I know plants scream. They're like, help me. No, I'm so hungry. No, I'm a plant.
That would be my leaves. They hurt so much. No, Chris. You know that smell that you love of finely cut of freshly chopped wood and freshly cut grass?
Freshly cut grass, yeah.
You know that smell?
Yeah.
That is plant screaming.
In what way? The particulates just being thrown into the air?
Well, no, because no, it's not the particulates being... they release... that smell is actually their way of telling other plants that bad things are happening.
That they're being damaged?
Yes.
Oh.
Not that the plants can do anything about it.
Like a pheromonal type...
Exactly. It's a pheromone scream.
Wow.
So yes, plants scream. That smell of freshly cut grass that you love so much...
yeah.
You're basically telling me that you love the sound of screaming plants.
Well, I do love that smell, and I do also like the smell of chopped wood, and I do also like to eat a salad.
Yeah.
So I am fine with planticide.
Planticide.
Totally fine with herbicide? Isn't that a poison?
It is.
I'm fine with herbicide. All these vegan motherfuckers out there. All right, so here's what we're doing. We're sitting around bored, and I was like, you know what? The studio is here, so let's
it
just...
it is, and we do have power, and we
have power. We're going to have power for a while, so I'm going to just have the sesh up, and we're going to record little bits here and there throughout the day when we... as we get more fucked up throughout the day. So hopefully by the end of the show...
it'll just be a sloppy mess.
Oh my God, yes. And I'll be like, just, man, hitting buttons. Like, oh, shit! Break it, man. Or just hit this button.
You want to smoke some meth, bruh?
Yeah. That was a really short one. Why is that so short? These things are terrible.
Yeah, they are. Seriously, Chris, you got some time. You got some time today. You got nothing to do. Maybe you should make your own soundboard. Pikachu jump step.
All right, I'm saving that one. That one's going to favorites. I will go through the soundboard and get all my favorites going. I'll do that. And then we'll have a soundboard off. People will love that. And they already stopped listening.
Right there. And they're like, I'm done with this show.
I'm done with this one.
Fuck y'all, niggas.
Okay, let's... all right, let's take a little break here. Also, I figured, too, I'll just be playing some songs for people. So this is for, like, when the power does go out for everyone. You can hopefully download this, and then you have another extra hour or so of entertainment for you later. And I have a couple songs in here. So, what is this? I don't know. Here's something dancey. Yeah. Here's something dancey. Dance.
Unless it's like the 12 to 4 a.m.s because you've been awake since the previous a.m.s. Yes. Not start. That means you have a problem. Do you have a problem, Chris?
Many. I have many problems.
Is drinking before the p.m.s one of them?
Oh, is drinking one of the problems? No. Only because I'm so bored. And we even have like power and electricity. And we still have all this entertainment at our disposal. I'm still so bored because I'm just not used to sitting around.
Well, no. The thing is, it's not that you're bored. It's that
I'm restless.
You're stuck and you know it.
I'm stuck.
You know that even if there was something you wanted to do,
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't go do it. So it makes you want to do nothing.
That's true. I guess that's what it is. I guess that's what
it is. It's just a general malaise about the situation.
Well, I did do like I said I was gonna, and I went through some drops.
Oh, gadget. I love how it's dubstep everything.
It's most of it.
Dubstep gadget, dubstep Pikachu.
Yeah, most of it. It's some of it's just straight up. I mean, mean, why mess with an original?
I mean, you can't get much better than this. You really I can't. Mean, that 8-bit hi-hat in the background. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's cold.
I'm drinking a Cigar City Brewing Tampa-style lager, which really, to be honest, I got this for the studio fridge.
There you go.
For guests.
Well, you're drinking it now.
But I'm drinking it now. No. I don't even know why I decided this sort of vodka. I think I'm just going to hold the vodka for later. Mm. I'll drink the beers now. And then later I can put the club sodas on ice.
Assuming the ice isn't melted yet.
It's in the fridge now. The ice is fine. Ice won't melt until tomorrow.
Ish.
We should be losing power. The worst is going to get the worst of the storm between midnight and 4 a.m. Yep. That's when we're getting the worst of it.
So hopefully...
We'll be plowed drunk and sleeping. I'll be drunk and sleeping, hopefully.
I really hope so, yeah. That's the plan.
So hopefully that's when we'll lose the power and not before.
Yeah. I will totally not mind waking up with no power. Just being like, oh, well, shit, look at that.
Well, what happened?
Yep.
Obviously, expected. Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be fine because I could wake up, I could still do my thing, and it wouldn't be the long night of darkness.
Well, you can't do your thing. You can't do your thing until 6 p.m.
But I mean, I could wake up and fucking go downstairs and eat something, smoke a cigarette, turn on the lights.
No, you can't. There'll be no power.
Well, no, the tap lights.
Oh, the little lights. Yeah. Turn on our little lights, our little battery powered lights.
The little tap lights.
And the place looks weird. And then grab some comics.
Yeah, I guess start reading or something.
Finally play Monopoly?
Yeah. Oh, no, we'll be playing some Monopoly once the power goes out.
All right. Now I'm going to go flip the breaker box.
Fuck you. Stupid asshole.
Oh, shit, the power went out, man.
Punch you in your stupid face.
You want to be the symbol?
Those are some great lengths you're going to play Monopoly.
I know. I don't even like
Do you really have that much of a hard-on for Monopoly?
I don't even like Monopoly that much.
You just like mentioning that I don't like playing it?
I just like to try to see how I can get you to play it.
That was pretty awful. I'm just throwing that out there.
Have you heard the song Unicorn Zombie Apocalypse?
No.
It's a good song. Very dancey. And then I found this. There's actually, it says remix, but all it is, it's just faster.
I don't know if it's his unicorn zombie apocalypse.
There's nothing unicorn-y or zombie about it, or apocalypse-y.
It's nothing just, apocalypse-y. A little bit of the unicorn-y. It's got that that weird, like, kind of fantasy-ish, like, fairy voice going on thing. Like, that's not obviously not human intonations.
Or just been digitized.
Well, it has been digitized, but that's the effect they're going for.
Yeah. So this is what I did with my last hour.
So... I mean, zombies are cool, unicorns are cool, I like the apocalypse, but for some reason when you put them together, not all that great.
My bunghole, it goes ra-ka-ka-ka, ra-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, and then sometimes my bunghole goes ra-ba-ka-ka-ka-ka.
I love me some Beavis and Butthead. Do you have any more cornholio buttons you can get?
It's the only one that says cornholio.
I need great cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole.
But I like how that was like, it goes
Where I come from, we have but one bunghole.
But one bunghole.
Like Titicaca in Nicaragua.
I remember seeing that movie. I like that movie. See, I remember seeing it in theaters.
Dude, yeah. And the super trippy
the Rob Zombie
animation stuff. That shit is fucking on point.
Because they ate desert mushrooms, was it? What did they eat?
They ate peyote. They ate peyote in
the
desert.
They straight up ate peyote?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Jesus.
There's some good stuff.
That's what happens when you eat peyote in the desert.
It's
over. That one's labeled game over. So is this one.
Game over.
Oh, it's a guy actually saying game over. What's that from? That sounds
Mortal
familiar.
Kombat.
It's a Mortal Kombat guy. Yeah. So it's this guy.
Fatality.
Yeah.
But this one sounds cleaner.
Game over.
It just means it's a better recording.
The quality of recording for most of these are so bad.
Like, one was recorded from the computer itself through wires.
Yeah.
The other one was recorded through the speakers.
Like, let me hold my phone up to my TV.
Exactly. You can hear the static.
I'm going to hold my phone up to my TV, I think. Is that all of them? That's all the ones I found, and they weren't even good, Drew.
It's pretty awful. I think you need to upgrade your soundboard there, buddy.
Did I play this one yet?
Oh, gadget!
Yes, yeah. That was the first one.
That was the first one I played.
Is your short-term memory really that shot?
Yep. Pikachu works for dubstep, electronic-y, weird soundy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's all it is. There's so many options, and yet these are the best ones.
Dub Wars.
It is the Dub Wars. Welcome to the Dub Wars.
That's Tetris, not the Dub Wars, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to that music a lot as a child.
That's a good one. That's like the Super Mario Bros. One. They didn't touch it. I was like, oh, that's a good sound.
It is.
As opposed to these other ones where they fuck around with it and it's like, these. I'll just hit the random one, see what happens. And now I'll hit the button.
Fatality.
Okay, the random.
I mean, it kind of worked, though. Dun, dun, dun. Fatality.
It's good for something else that I'm working on. Drew.
Chris.
How come you don't like podcasts?
It's not that I don't like podcasts. It's that I don't... I've never been like a talk radio guy.
Ever.
I was never really like a...
Dr. Drew's love line.
Like a talk show guy.
I like talk shows. I
listen to people talk all the time. Why would I just sit around listening to more people talk?
Because you're looking for quality conversation, not just random jack.
But I'm not having a conversation. I'm listening.
Yeah, you're listening to a conversation.
I can't...
Well, sometimes you're listening to a monologue.
There's no... I can't... I mean, I guess in these days I could probably interact, depending sometimes, somehow, but no, fuck that shit.
Plenty of live podcasts you can call into.
Yeah.
And become a part of it. Interactive entertainment is what it is.
Yeah, no thank you.
No. That's what the Vox Populi is all about, trying to get people involved in the show.
Yeah. I prefer my entertainment to be fantasy-based, not reality.
So then listen to Fort Fritz. That's not fantasy. That's more...
That's why I watch spooks, movies.
Macabre horror
stuff. TVs. I mean, I'm not really a social person either. Podcasting is very social.
It can be.
So, but... you know, I mean, like, yes, I have an Xbox Live account. How often do I play multiplayer games, Chris?
Yeah, never.
Exactly.
I hate multiplayer.
Other people are stupid. I hate them.
Multiplayer sucks. Unless it's a death match, I don't want to play with other people. Unless we're trying to kill each other. Like, Fort Fritz is cool. It's a local show, right? Man Daddy's on it. But it's hosted by this guy, Jeff Ilgenfritz?
I just don't care enough, man.
But it's cool. It's like the premise of the show is that, because I'm talking about entertaining fantasy. You want something that's bigger than just people sitting around talking. I get that. So Fort Fritz is, they set up in the first episode, he inherits a house.
Mm-hmm.
And he can keep the house,
mm-hmm.
but he has to stay in it for one night.
Mm-hmm.
So every episode, it's him and his buds. Like, let's walk into this house and we'll tell each other like scary stories. And then they freak themselves out. And by the end of the episode, they're leaving the house. So they never stay in there a night,
mm-hmm.
right? And they go over like real life, like spooky stuff and crazy stories. And but there's like cool sound. Like in the first episode, he's like, hey guys, look at this map of this house. And then there's the sound of paper being
rustling.
Unfolded. Yeah. And so there's a lot of sound design and stuff like that. That's really cool. It's a fun show. It's good.
No, thank you.
Man, brutal. I tried, Fritz.
I prefer visual stimulation anyway.
You like the visual stimulation. So then Billy Dee's Postmortem.
No, exactly. I've seen that. I've watched it all.
The video. I want to watch, there's a couple episodes of Hot Ones I want to watch. One with Henry Rollins that just came out. I want to see him eat hot wings to the point of crying. And Nick Kroll did one.
I don't think Henry Rollins would ever cry eating hot wings.
You can't help it. Unless you're used to it. Like the host, who apparently... He's
can't
done it so many
tongue.
Times now. Yeah, he
can't feel his tongue
apparently
anymore.
He has no nerve endings in his face anymore. Because he eats these hot things. And then he asks this question. The Jordan Peele, the Key and Peele one was really funny. Because Jordan Peele is like...
a wuss.
They went down the line. They had all the hot ones, but then he was just like, oh, wow, 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 wow. Like, you look at his face, and he's just like,
he's like, I can't fucking do this,
yeah,
man.
He's like, not even listening to the question.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
Like, oh. It's like my head's on fire.
Yep.
I think it's so funny when they, I don't know, it's good stuff. And some of them can't make it. DJ Khalid made it like three wings. Very sad. He got like not even halfway up the. But then other ones though. Who was it? One of them. You're supposed to just do a dab of the last one, and someone put on like way too much, and then ate it. And then I think he or she promptly hung himself in the in the studio. I suppose I haven't lived with the rest of that pain.
And we're done here.
That's a fun show. Well, I'm going to convince you to listen to a show.
No, you're not.
It's going to take one.
No,
one
it's not.
Show.
Chris.
And then you're in.
Chris.
And then you're in.
Chris, I'm not going to listen to podcasts.
Not going
to
listen?
No. And you see, now that you want me to, that just reinforces me not want to.
Alice isn't dead.
Don't care.
That's a fun one.
Don't care.
Let me show you the logo.
I'm not going to listen.
What if you like the logo?
Doesn't matter.
What if I convince you via good logoing?
Then I'll be like, awesome, they got a great logo. I don't give a fuck what they're talking about.
Like, Alice isn't dead.
It's a great logo.
It's a great logo.
It's fantastic.
Some chick is...
I'm not going to watch.
It's about some chick looking for someone, I think, but some yellow humanoid weird monster is like following her. If you want Drew to listen to a podcast, email him, drewlovespodcast@he'llistentowhateveryousay.com.
And I will guarantee you I will not listen to any podcasts.
Dumb People Town is fun. You know the Sklar brothers?
Yeah.
Jason and Randy?
Whatever.
Do you like them at all?
Not really.
Really? I've seen some of their stand-up, and I like it when they pop up and stuff. Like, they were good in Better Call Saul. The brothers that owned music.
I mean, they were fine. They're
not impressed.
Seriously, they're not that talented.
Oh, all right. Well, then never mind.
No.
On the Dumb People. I think it's a funny one. I want to listen to this one that Anthony Davis told me about called Ear Hustle, which is it's from inside a prison. It's like the inmates, lifers.
Cool.
Doing a podcast. It's like part of their one of their things that they got set up. No one understood. I'm just looking through my list of podcasts. I have so many podcasts here. And I'm skipping the ones that obviously I know you wouldn't, like, you would never listen to Semantics. You would never listen to Spontanea Nation with Paul F. Tompkins.
Because
you don't like improv comedy necessarily, right?
It's not that I don't necessarily like improv comedy.
But for enough to be like, I'm going to listen to it.
No.
They do a fun thing where, so they're telling a long-form improv story, but he has like four sound effects. And he explains in the beginning of each one, like, this sound effect means we're going back in time. This one means it's a look into the future, right? And it's and every time they just hit them, and then they have to, like, all of a sudden, it's fun. It's good stuff.
Don't care.
Even like an interview show, you're not interested in just people?
I mean, sometimes yes, but even so, I'd rather watch a documentary than listen to a podcast.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even then, just because it's a documentary doesn't mean I'm going to watch it. It needs to be fucking good, goddammit.
Would you watch a documentary about podcasts?
Probably. Right. If it was interesting.
Would you listen to a podcast about documentaries?
No. No, I would not. I will not listen to podcasts, Chris. I won't. I'm taking a stand.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So there we go. That I'll have that part of my life's mission as well. Life's mission number one, never see snow. Life's mission number two, never listen to a podcast.
Never listen to a podcast.
Done. Right now, I'm 2 for 2 so far.
But you mean never listen to it, like, don't go out of your way to listen to one. Because, like, you've walked into the room.
Well, no, yeah. But, like,
podcast on stereo all the time.
I will never actively seek out a podcast.
Never actively seek out the podcast. Take that. Other podcasters, Drew says, fuck you. You'll appear on their podcast, though.
Oh, hell yeah, I will. I'll be all over your podcast.
You've done the Swervy Jones show.
Yes, I have. I have not listened to a single episode.
I signed up for their member show.
I'll be on.
I pay $3 a month to get their member shows, and I've listened to like two of them. I'm so behind on
them. I mean, the What's the Fuss guys want me on.
What's the Fuss? Yeah, we're going to make that.
I'm never going to listen to
that. I was talking to Rocky about that. We're going to make that happen in October. We'll probably, it'll just be you and me. We're going together. Because they have the room for mics and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be on any of the PFT media stuff.
Simon Time Trivia.
I think that would be great. But
Orlando Opinions.
I'm never going to a list. I'm never going to listen.
Guest. Tidbits. You've been on Tidbits already.
Uh-huh.
Poking and Bear really doesn't have guests.
Yep.
I can get you on Scotch and Good Conversation. You can have a freewheeling convo with Pete. That's always fun. You don't do sports, so.
Nope.
They may be the perfect reason to have you on Pounding the Gas.
I'd be like, they'll be like, so-and-so did this, and blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, who the fuck is that?
Like, who? Like, oh, I don't care.
Nope, don't care.
And be like, oh, you audibly don't care.
Yeah.
On our sports show.
Correct.
That role is actually already filled by Steve Etching.
All right, well, there we go.
The producer who...
They've already got one.
For the first episode of Powering the Gap, they went through all the line-by-line, like, each game of week one of the NFL, and they made their picks, and they got Steve's picks, and he was like, I like those helmets better than these other helmets.
Yep.
Or I think a tiger would beat a bear.
Correct.
Or whatever. Going on mascots and colors.
Yep. So. Knowing nothing of the actual sport or who's any good.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun.
Yeah. Welcome to my world, Chris. Okay. I mean, the only thing that I've ever followed was basketball. So.
Ah, yes. And getting ready to start soon.
And even then, I haven't watched a basketball game in years.
Yeah, I haven't watched. Actually, you know, I'm maintaining my Orlando Magic boycott. As long as the DeVos family has anything to do with that team or the Amway Center, I won't spend any time following the team or watching them. And I won't
support them in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I won't spend any money to go to the Amway Center. Like, if someone gave me tickets to go see a concert at the Amway Center, I'd go.
But I'm not going to buy any concessions.
I'm not going to buy anything. And I probably won't even post pics of it. I'll just go. The Magic, it sucks because I like the team.
Huh?
But it makes it a little easier that they're garbage. But if they were good, yeah. I would still be like, fuck them, because the DeVos family is terrible. Betsy DeVos, our wonderful Secretary of Education.
Oh, can we not talk about that woman?
Rolled back Obama-era sex abuse rules in schools to make it so that schools don't have to report sex abuses anymore. Mm-hmm.
Because who needs that?
The whole problem was that they were covering up these things so that their schools wouldn't be seen in the bad light. And Obama's like, you guys need to address these problems head on. And Betsy DeVos is like, no, it's such bad news for business.
Fuck, I hate people so much. So much. I hate them.
That Seinfeld theme always makes me feel better. And then if you listen, Drew, you hear me going, made fun of me, saying that that's not part of the theme. Mm-hmm. But it's totally part of the theme. There's someone back home.
Spit or swallow, Chris.
Go. That thing. No. You hear it? So I pulled a bunch of songs here for people to listen to. They listened to that. They heard that one. It was a dancing track. I hope you guys are dancing. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 songs, Drew.
It's a lot.
Give me 2 numbers between 1 and 7.
Hang on.
God bless you. Oh, that's 2. Oh, if Drew only sees us 2 times, that means he buys everyone a drink.
Son of a bitch. That looks like everybody gets a drink on Drew.
Everyone gets a drink on Drew, so everyone started drinking. Pick 2 numbers between 1 and 7.
3 and 5.
3 and 5. All right, now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now between 3 and 5, what order? Is it that order, or do you want me to flip them?
5, 3.
We're flipping them, all right. Drew doesn't know what songs these are.
I have no idea what's going on.
And I don't have them labeled, so I don't know what songs these are. So listen to these 2 songs.
And hopefully they're good.
No, they're good. Hopefully they work in this order. Because that is a couple of different genres. Listen to these songs, enjoy them. Let me finish my beer.
Yeah. Get that first one in. When we come back, we'll check on how many you've downed since.
Yep.
We'll have a little liquor count.
We'll see how everyone's doing. We'll see how you guys are doing. It's 1:20 now. I would like to try to put this out by about 5 p.m. because that's when the storm is really going to start. We're going to start getting the feeder bands.
Yeah.
And we're in that danger zone. So, all right. I don't know what these songs are. Drew doesn't know.
Right into the danger zone, Chris.
It's not that song. It's not Kenny Loggins. Sorry, guys. Not Kenny Loggins. All right. Wait. Hold on a second. Random. All right. Nope, stop that. I'm trying to get it to stop. Okay, I'll leave it there. All right. We'll be right back. Enemy.
Cool. I like ABR.
And then the RL Grime remix of Benny Benassi's Satisfaction.
I like this song. I really like this song.
I really like the original, and this remix is really good too. The remix also extends the song, makes it three times as well, the original's like under 3 minutes, I think. And this one
is, oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like 2 minutes and change the original. And this one's over 6 minutes. Oh, wow. It just trapped it up. It just trapped it up.
It's been trapped, it's been dubbed, it's been stepped.
That marionette video for August Burns Red is pretty awesome. For that song.
Oh, that was that song?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The same song.
So, guys, I have an idea for a video. We're just going to do a generic metal video. We're going to do a couple of scene changes. We'll do a live set.
All black background, cut to all white background,
cut to
live.
Exactly, yeah. We'll have, you know, you guys will do guitar solos in a hay pile.
Yeah. In a field, I guess. With Chinese lanterns over?
With Chinese lanterns, right? What do you guys think about that? I think that's fucking retarded. All right, how about if we do all that and your marionettes? Genius.
We're in. We don't actually have to be there. We're in.
Yeah, Sarah, I mean, we watched it yesterday, and...
it's a funny video.
It's the only reasons why it's great is because it's marionettes.
Yeah.
If it wasn't marionettes and you watch it, it's just a super generic.
It would have just been a video from,
music video
from 12 years ago.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think my favorite part of the video is when they still did a close up of the guitar frets during the solos.
And their hands.
And the marionettes' hands don't move.
Yeah, they're moving back and forth on the guitar, but the fingers aren't moving.
No, they weren't even moving back and forth on the guitar.
No, they're moving. The hands are like moving a little bit. But they're practically
but
not moving.
It's hilarious because they do the zoom in on the fret for the fucking solo shot.
Yep.
And you don't see the finger movements.
They zoom in on the kick drums. They zoom in on the cymbals.
It's hilarious.
It's very funny. And then when it cuts to live at the end, there's people in the crowd. And it's like a live concert.
Yeah.
What?
But it's not people. It's just it's dumber puppets.
It's funny. Yeah, they are worse puppets.
Yeah, they're worse puppets.
They're even more simplified. They have like no faces.
It's hilarious.
It's good stuff.
Really good. If you have a chance, watch it.
Invisible Enemy is the name of it. Yes, if you have power. If you don't, well, you know, if your phone is charged up or if you have data on a tablet, you know, I could have, for like $20 a month, I could get a Sprint data plan, unlimited data for my tablet, and then I could use it anywhere as opposed to just waiting for a Wi-Fi signal.
It could be like a cell phone that doesn't make phone calls.
Yes. But then you can get apps or whatever to take advantage of that that data plan, and then you can still communicate with people.
That's cool.
I chose not to do that.
Fuck them.
Fuck it. I got a phone. Who cares? I put out there on the interwebs, let people know we're doing a bonus episode. I asked for some questions, and I got some, Drew.
Are we doing an impromptu AMA?
Here we go. Impromptu AMU.
AUA.
What? Ask us anything.
No.
Most of these are from Cremella. Shout out to Cremella.
What up, bro?
Well, let's start with Billy D's question. Are you ready to rock?
Of course.
All right. There we go.
Bill. This is us. Bill. How many times have we rocked?
How many times?
How many times have we all rocked together? What kind of dumbass question is that?
Calling you out.
Oh, Bill, you shouldn't. You know us better than that.
First movie you and Drew remember watching?
Together?
Yeah, together. What's the first movie we ever watched together?
I mean, it was probably something weird at your apartment because at that point in time, like, we weren't really friends. I was more friends with Matt and Aaron.
Yes, and I was friends with Matt and Aaron.
And you were friends with Matt and Aaron.
I was friends with Aaron.
Well, no, like, you were friends with Aaron, and then by.
And then I met all you guys.
Exactly. And then you met Matt. Yeah. And then through Matt, you met the whole rest of the crew.
It was actually me getting into that crew.
Yeah.
Your crew.
Oh, wow. That's really
what was going on there.
That is what happened, isn't it?
Got absorbed into the edges.
Yeah, you did.
Onto the fringes of the crew.
Of that Pineview Orlando crew.
I think the first thing was in the movie we ever watched. I think the first thing I ever watched was I showed you my the IWA Japanese Deathmatch Tournament video.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I remember watching that with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was either that or something really fucked up at, you know, the apartment back then.
Or something Cronenberg or me.
Yeah, Cronenberg or blah, blah,
because,
blah.
Like, because of Aaron.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I can specific. Oh, man. I remember watching, what was that stupid football drama where the dude was smoking crack?
Playmakers.
Yes, I remember watching Playmakers at your place until they canceled it.
Yeah. They did one season.
NFL that was back in the day.
NFL was like, hey, ESPN, if you make season two of Playmakers, we are leaving you guys. Someone else is getting Monday Night Football. And ESPN was like, you know what?
Football gets
better ratings than a TV show.
The kid from Wild and Crazy Kids was smoking crack on the field. It was so amazing.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother, man. Omar. Biggest all-time movie disappointment. Mine is Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
I mean,
AKA El Mariachi 3.
I mean, I've been disappointed by some, you know, specifically like the Dark Phoenix stuff and the X-Men movies. When Gwen Stacy didn't die.
Right,
and the Spider-Man movies.
Correct.
But none of that was as bad as 12-year-old me walking out of Street Fighter because it was so god-awful.
That's
like,
funny.
In theaters, I cannot do this anymore. I got up and walked out.
That's really funny.
Rode my fucking bike home. Fuck this.
When you're 12, you're supposed to like things like
that. No, exactly.
And if it's so bad,
yeah.
It's like when me and my brother went and saw Batman and Robin and we left. My brother was like, that was bad, right? I was like,
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was.
And he was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
It's like, that was bad, right? Yes, it was bad. I'm sorry. Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see what's next. Favorite movie in 2017 thus far? Asking for 2017 faves. Man, as we go back on the year, we got that Logan was really good.
Logan was good. Deadpool was good.
Was Deadpool this year?
February, bro. Valentine's Day.
That was this year.
That was Valentine's Day.
Well, Valentine's Day of this year? That wasn't last year?
No, I don't think so.
You're right. That was this year.
That's
some crazy wild stuff.
Deadpool, Logan.
So comic book wise, doing good. End with Wonder Woman. Those are top Wonder Woman comic
was
book
good.
Movies of the year.
I mean, what else do we have? We had Hell or High Water this year, right?
Or was that was late last year. I'm
trying to think, like other
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver was fucking awesome.
Maybe my favorite movie of the summer. Atomic Blonde was
great.
Yeah. We just saw It. Both really enjoyed it.
It was really good.
Yep.
I was trying to think. Like, I just see so many movies.
And it's hard to just
keep
think
them all
back,
together.
Like, what do we see?
I mean, biggest anticipation is probably going to be Blade Runner.
At this point, yeah.
A month after Blade Runner. That's the one that's just got me going, oh, man.
RPX screen for that one?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'll spend an extra few bucks.
I mean, Dunkirk was great.
Dunkirk.
We went all the way back to the goddamn IMAX.
And it was worth it, man.
I mean, it's been a pretty decent
It's been a good year, I think. Last year was terrible. This year is much better, I think. So there you go. There's that. Favorite TV show currently watching? Well, currently watching, we're in a bit of a lull there. I have one episode left of Preacher. Twin Peaks just finished. Rewatching Twin Peaks, actually.
I mean, Preacher's great. I mean, when it comes down to it, I have a feeling BoJack's going to get me again.
BoJack season 4, we got to start that, yeah.
Even though we haven't started, I have a feeling that one always fucking creeps up on me, man. It's so subtly fucking perfect.
It's good, man. We should need to start watching that. And then we still got to get on the Defenders.
I mean, yeah, we do.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. We had a lull in the Marvel Universe by not watching Iron Fist.
Yeah. And the ones you get out, it's hard to get back in. Favorite hallucinogen movies? I know Drew's a big fan of little children on hallucinogens.
Oh, fuck you, rotten hell, you son of a bitch. That damaged me psychically for the entirety of my life. Akira's really good. I recommend that.
Yep.
I'm going to have to recommend Doctor Strange in the same fashion.
Oh, yeah. That's a good new entry into fun hallucinogen movies.
That would be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm just trying to think.
Let me think of something really experimental. From the early 80s, Koyaanis Katsi.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't even have a story.
No,
it's just images.
That kind of stuff really leans towards
hallucinogens. Even put on your own music.
Yes.
Mute the movie, put on your own music.
Even better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of stuff that's like visually.
Visually out there, stuff that's in space.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your 2001s, always
Interstellar.
Anything that makes you think really hard about it is always fun for hallucinogens because, you know, you're thinking a lot.
Zodiac.
I mean, for me, yeah. Other people might.
Other people might. It may send them into some sort of spiral pit of.
Yeah. While I just sit there, just like, yes.
Investigate, you'll never find him.
You're never going to find him. It's him!
Favorite John Travolta movie besides Face Off or Pulp Fiction? First off, would those even be your favorites, John Travolta's? I'm thinking they might be, actually.
I mean, no, seriously, dude, in Face Off, John Travolta is doing Nick Cage impression.
And Nick Cage is doing Travolta, which is a lot of fun.
And
it's a lot
John Travolta
fun.
Doing Nick Cage, he's good.
He's
so over the top.
With this overacting.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. And Pulp Fiction is just, you know, it's a great role that he does well in.
Yeah, yeah.
So, besides those, then.
Blowout, right?
Yes, Blowout.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Brian De Palma.
Yes.
He is the Foley guy investigating a murder.
Hands
that
down.
No one else believes.
That is probably my favorite John Travolta movie.
He's great. He's so panicked, but also he's trying to get laid.
Yeah, but so young, and just the movie itself is so fucking good.
It's only a couple years away from Saturday Night Fever and all
yeah,
that stuff.
But he's not John Travolta yet.
Right.
He's just fucking John Travolta. Who the fuck's that guy?
He was a dude who was on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Exactly.
And he just had that one disco movie that was really good. Yeah, yeah, he's not yet Travolta. No. There we go. That's a great answer. Was that all of them there? And then, are you ready to rock?
Yes. Yes, Bill. We are. I'm currently rocking.
Let's see. If I got ass on several places. Anyone here responding? No. All right. Well, that's it for them questions. People really don't want to know that much about us, I guess.
People don't give a fuck.
They can all go fuck themselves.
Or maybe, who knows? Maybe a lot of people are already out of power.
Not yet. Are they?
We haven't gotten any news about South Florida up here in Central Florida. The only thing we hear about is like as far down as maybe Sarasota or Tampa.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't care. They don't cover
Miami.
They're
not giving us much South Florida stuff just yet. Yeah. That's what the internet's good for.
The closest we got was we got a West Palm update. There was, the tornado or something over there?
That took out like six homes.
That's the closest thing we've gotten to any sort of down south nonsense.
I came up with a while ago an Orlando related list on my Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisCrespo. And then I realized recently, hey, this is actually a good source for news. For example, like a tweet from 3 minutes ago, video of 130 mile per hour gust reported in Marco Island with eyewall passage. Where's Marco Island? It's off Miami?
No, we're talking like the Punta Gorda, Naples area.
Naples?
Coming up to Northport, Venice, Sarasota.
130 mile per hour gusts. God damn, that was 3 minutes ago. massive amounts of tornado warnings throughout Central Florida. UCF alert. UCF will remain closed through Wednesday. Sweet.
Ooh, through Wednesday.
No school, baby.
About to say, most of the schools I heard today were closed through Tuesday.
Through Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm thinking UCF, bigger campus, more nonsense.
Pasco County Sheriff says, please share no one is being turned away at any shelters. This includes pets without papers tags or people without ID seek shelter. People out there.
Was it the Fort Lauderdale police guy that tweeted about not shooting your bullets into the hurricane because they will come back and kill everybody?
Okay, thank you for mentioning that. What the fuck? So
Florida always finds a way.
No, but this isn't Florida's fault. We were talking. That sheriff's an idiot. So someone in the Telegraph wrote an article based on a joke meme about how everyone shoot your bullets, and someone came up with a diagram, shoot it here, don't shoot it here, this will happen, that'll happen, you know? And then someone for the fucking Telegraph wrote an article like, this is what they're actually trying to do in Florida.
Yep.
And then the sheriff's like, don't do this. What's wrong with these people? It's a joke. And then in the media, it's being portrayed as like, Florida's a bunch of idiots. They're trying to shoot the storm.
See, it's not a joke anymore now. Now, somebody didn't take it as a joke, made it serious, and then the sheriff's office made it fucking real.
Yeah, the person writing for the Telegraph, which that's a UK publication.
Fuck them.
Idiots. Stick to your Brexit and let us deal with our Trump and our storms, you morons. Shout out to our UK listeners. You guys are cool.
Yeah, but seriously, here in Florida, we know what we're doing when it comes to hurricanes.
We're not shooting.
I've lived through many of them.
You're so stupid. You have. You've been here your whole life.
My entire life.
Your entire life. I'm a transplant. Been here now for 17 years. Although, transplant 17 years, this is the longest I've lived in one place. Because I lived in, for my first 18 years, I lived in New York, like 16 of them. Yeah, so I officially have lived here longer than anywhere else.
I've got 2 years to go before Orlando takes that from Sarasota. Because I was Sarasota
019. Oh, well, you're talking city to city. Yeah. I just mean like statewide. Yeah, you're talking city to city. Sure.
Yeah, I mean state. Fuck, I've never lived anywhere but Florida. Fuck all that shit. It's cold everywhere else.
Not cold in Death Valley.
Not interested.
Man, you
except
think
at night.
You think it's man, it gets so hot there.
Dry heat though, different.
Yeah, but it's so is your oven.
No, I've
your
learned,
oven's a dry heat.
Too. I know, but I've learned through my travels that I can actually tolerate the dry heat more than I can the wet heat.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, because the wet heat, the humid heat, I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, but that like, dry heat's gonna cook you. It's literally cooking.
I'm used to cooking.
You're used to being cooked.
I mean, slow poached mostly.
Slow
poached in my own sweat.
Slow poach. Get out of here. Ridiculous. Let's play a song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Pick a number.
5.
Okay. I'm just gonna go ahead and drop it in. But we're gonna keep talking.
Oop. No, I still have a good talk.
There you I remember song. There you go. Some good stuff.
This is the extend remix, too. The extended dance cut.
You know what? No one even hear it. No one even hear what just happened, and I'll go back. We're all good. No, this is the normal one.
Okay. I like the extended dance.
The extended dance is good. Okay. This is the Black Queen. People should check out this one album, The Black Queen.
Especially if you're a fan of ABR.
Doesn't just keep playing.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's that guy.
I started drinking it. I apologize.
That's what I wanted to say. So, also, we said earlier we were going to do a show and like get fucked up throughout the day and see what happens. So, updates, drinking update. Drew started drinking.
Because
I had a beer in the last second.
Yes, I started drinking, and this is the first alcoholic beverage I've had in about 3 weeks. So
you're not much of a drinker.
I'm halfway done, and I'm lit, buddy.
And you're already lit?
Yep.
What are you drinking?
Vodka Red Bull.
Just vodka Red Bull, but it was a double, though.
It was double. So I got about, I have about one fluid ounce of vodka in me, and I'm drunk.
Well, you felt that. You might as well just send us a shot, then. I had two more Cigar City Brewing Tampa-style lagers on the break. Shout out to Tampa. They're about to get really butt-fucked.
Oh, they
They're super racist over there, and
SBK's
I don't like them.
SBK's already
but
got
our homie. Yeah, he put out a picture of down branches.
Yep, already in his front yard.
Yep, hasn't even gotten there yet, so he's in St. Pete. Shout out to our homies in St. Pete, especially SBK and Bianca. They live in St. Pete.
Fucking evacuate, right?
I don't think so. They got the warning like a day ago. They were evacuating all the other parts of the state, and then they're the ones that are getting hit.
Yeah. Big ups, Kevin. Hope you fucking make it, bro. Yo, I have a feeling your house is going to be under about 4 feet of water.
Yeah, he's over. So,
storm surge is no joke, man. And seriously?
Well, have you seen the videos and pictures of the Tampa Bay, all the water sucked out of the Tampa Bay?
Well, yeah. It's all out of it now. And you know what? More's coming back.
Yeah, it's all coming back.
That, no.
Come back plus more.
No, it's that plus more comes back. Yeah. That's the way it works.
That's the storm surge.
I remember. I've been in Florida my entire life. There's only one port in Florida that is super susceptible to flooding, and it also happens to be the second largest metro area in Florida.
Is that crazy?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa, God,
it is such an awfully planned harbor and port.
Because it was planned so long ago.
And everything. Well, no.
I saw an article about how it was like, how come America can't get cities, right?
Well, no. And on top of it, they relied on a lot of the natural geology, which tends to change over time.
Yeah.
So, poor planning.
Damn, Tampa. Stay safe, Tampa. Drew's. Yeah.
Actually, I'm more worried.
Halfway through his drink.
I'm more worried about St. Petersburg than I am Tampa, because in all reality, St. Petersburg is a fucking island. St. Petersburg is just a really big barrier island.
I also like St. Petersburg more.
I do. I hope that the Dolly Museum is watertight, because if not,
oh, the Dolly Museum. Oh, I'm sure they had a contingency where they're like, take all everything to our concrete basement, you know, or something. Yeah. Or we got our storage facility where we're already evacuated all of our valuable works of Dolly art. So I had my Tampa style lager in the last break. I've had two more while we were chilling. And this is another one right here. Plus, I figured right before we recorded this newest segment, I was like, you know what? Let's accelerate the process.
So you did a shot of tequila.
Did a shot of tequila. Yeah.
I'm not sure if I can do that anymore.
If it's ice cold, I don't even need the salt or the lime. And it doesn't have to be like great quality to feel. It's ice cold. I just shoot it. It's a couple seconds of discomfort in the mouth. Then you swing. I just swing a little bit of beer and then
I can't smell it. That's what it is. If I smell it, I'll puke.
Oh, interesting. I didn't even smell it. Well, I just.
Yeah, I just can't. Did it. The smell of tequila, even. God, even just thinking about it is making me nauseous.
Oh, well, then let's not think about tequila. Instead,
gross.
Let's think about. What are we going to watch, man? I want to watch another couple episodes of the Twin Peaks The Return.
Okay.
Man, I want to get to episode 8 so bad.
I mean, we can skip as many of them as you want to,
I don't
want to
skip, though. I want to... Because things... So, watching Twin Peaks The Return, it's crazy how there are so many things in that show where it's just, like, different and weird and strange. And when you watch it the first time through, it's hard to remember everything. It's like, some things add up. Some things pay off. Some things I don't remember paying off. But now going back and rewatching, it's like, oh, yeah. There's a... We watched episode 3 last night. There was like a whole section in there. Like, I think I fell asleep during this part. I don't remember any of this. This is crazy. So I definitely want to watch a couple episodes of that. There's so many options, though. It's like, I think the thing is, people feel like if they're watching something, they also feel like they could be watching something else. Like, we could be watching BoJack Horseman. You want to watch some BoJack Horseman as well?
And we could.
Let's watch some Twin Peaks. Let's watch some BoJack Horseman while we still have power. I was also thinking of making the food soon.
Once we're done with this, I mean, it's only 4:00.
It's why the thing is, it's still kind of early though.
I mean, I don't see us. I mean, the storms, part of the winds aren't even going to be here till like 6:00.
Even later.
Yeah, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah,
even later. So I'm hoping, I mean, we could eat dinner a little bit early and then start watching some stuff until the power goes out or we fall asleep.
Yeah. In each other's arms?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I mean, I'm a lonely guy, Chris, but I'm not that lonely.
Oh, Stephen King says, focus on that creepy it sex scene is, quote, fascinating. Yeah, no wonder, you weirdo.
Yeah.
You coked up weirdo? He doesn't do coke anymore.
Yeah, but he did. 1, 2, 3, 4, definitely affected his work.
Is this what your brain sounds like when you're on cocaine, Drew?
No, this is what your brain sounds like when you're on acid.
Oh, on acid? Yeah. Is this what your brain sounds like when you're on cocaine?
No, it needs to be faster.
It's still acid?
It needs to be faster.
It needs to be faster?
This is too slow. All this is too slow.
Faster?
Faster.
I don't think I have it.
So much faster.
I think I already played the thing that I have that's faster.
So fast.
Zombie apocalypse.
Still not. It's not fast enough.
No?
No.
Still not fast enough?
Not fast enough. You've obviously never done uppers. At least of any quality.
No.
I mean, you've done caffeine.
No, I've never. No.
Caffeine's an upper.
Caffeine's an upper, but yeah, I never. No. Speed, coke.
You've never done. I mean, any sort of amphetamine? You've never taken Adderall?
For
any
school of that purposes. Stuff?
Okay, still, that's. Dude. Adderall yeah. is meth.
Right. So, yeah. So, me and Matty J.
Okay. So, there you go. So, you understand uppers then. So, you know why I say faster.
That was more like focused, though.
Yeah, but it's focused faster.
It didn't feel...
focus faster.
I don't think I have anything faster.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, also, cocaine is not an amphetamine, so it is a straight stimulant, which is why faster.
Like caffeine. Caffeine's a stimulant.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have anything faster. Pick his number between 1 and 4.
Speed metal.
Okay. Here we go. Does this work? Still not fast enough.
Yeah, like, I think Iron Maiden getting on the horse and you're going somewhere. But...
Yeah. This gets to that. Like, what's this? Yeah,
a little more. A little more going for it.
This is With Dead Hands Rising. There's only one With Dead Hands Rising album on Spotify. They don't have the one before it.
Or the 12 after.
Well, no, there's... They have a normal, a full length, which I haven't seen before. And they have an EP. That's like 4 songs. That's the one with the...
Ow, you metal, dude!
And, and then they have this album, which re-records 2 songs from the previous stuff. They re-recorded this song, and it's faster. They do the exact same song, but it's like 40. They finished it in 40 seconds less time, and they even added a section at the end. They made it longer, they added more, but they get it done faster.
Like when Fallout did Doppelganger.
Yes. There's
they basically just remixed their first album and added like 4 songs.
Yeah. and they're all just fast.
Yeah.
They just sound better and they're fast.
Yep.
And cleaner.
Yeah.
With that end.
Which is why it's called a lot of fun. Cocaine.
Good album. Good album.
That is cocaine. Boom. If you want cocaine, listen to Paul Crow.
I do want cocaine, but listen to Paul Crow. I want crack. What's crack? Piece of crack, yo.
No, you don't.
I don't?
I do know. We can just remix cocaine. It's going to hit the
That's just like a straight up smoking coke.
We can do that too. I can teach you.
Is that better than crack?
Slightly, because you're smoking pure drug as opposed to pure drug and baking soda.
But the baking soda gives it that extra oomph.
No, it just changes. It alters the chemical composition. It makes it stronger and faster.
Yes! Stronger, faster! Bigger, stronger, faster!
Not necessarily bigger.
Stronger, faster! Yeah. Stronger, faster, shorter.
But shorter, high, longer, low, though. That's the way drugs work. It's just like anything else. With every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So for every high you get on drugs, you will experience the alternate low.
You'll get that low.
That's why, you know, when I was in high school, after I used to eat a bunch of ecstasy, I felt like a fucking ashtray afterwards. Specifically in an ashtray. Like, I felt like I had been smoking, like people had been smoking inside of me for years and were putting out their cigarette butts, like, all over me, and that's what I felt like. I felt like a fucking ashtray.
That's gnarly.
It is.
That's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. It's called a lack of serotonin.
Oh, that sucks.
That's all ecstasy does. All ecstasy does is dump your serotonin.
Can I just buy serotonin?
No, you have to. You can buy quote unquote supplements that will boost your serotonin.
I can get serotonin uptake inhibitors.
Yes. The reason I know that is because nowadays people know that they roll out, so they don't have the hangover like I used to.
So you don't get the serotonin dump lack thing.
Can you give me some? I don't have that.
What about Molly? Do you need it for Molly? For the Molly, yo?
It's
the same
thing.
Same serotonin dump?
Yeah.
And then you're lacking afterwards?
That's the way MDMA works. The reason why... back in the 90s, Ecstasy was a cure if you made a kid to it. It was cut with fucking heroin, coke, all sorts of
It's like crazy dirty shit. Oh, the kids get it nice and clean.
Oh, it was so good.
They have no idea how nice they have it,
though. Oh, those dirty pills. Dirty pills were my favorites, Chris. Mm. They really were.
Were they?
Yeah, no, they were. Yeah. Mm. Like every time I saw brown specks on a pill, I was like, give me more.
Give me the brown specks.
It's like, I want 10. They have brown specks. Give me 20. Yeah, it's the way it was. It was bad.
God damn it, Drew.
It was bad. It was bad. Slash, so good.
How about a random drop?
Fatality.
Yes!
That one always comes in right when it needs to.
I know.
Right when it needs to come in. You see the pictures that Billy Dee put up from the It screening he went to?
Those fucking creepy. Okay, not just that.
There was the all-clown screening that was after his.
Exactly. He went to the Alamo Draft House. Props to you, Bill. I just need to go there once.
They have to open one here in Orlando. And they're expanding. I would not be surprised for an Alamo Draft House to be open in Orlando.
Are there
probably in the iDrive area, to be honest, in the next 5 years.
Any good movies coming out in February, Chris?
Next February, yes. They're starting to put out good movies in February now because they're making money. So I'm sure there will be something.
Maybe at the end of February we'll get a chance to go.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Try to work that into the plan.
How are you going to have a wedding in the middle of the goddamn winter?
You're gonna see snow,
and you're gonna get fucked when all the runways are iced over, and we're stuck in Brooklyn for a week. And your stand about never seeing snow is gonna be fucked.
Fuck you, Bill. Fuck you. I mean, congratulations, but fuck you. Damn it.
People don't know we're talking about Billy Dee's upcoming nuptials that we'll be going to in Brooklyn in February, and it's going to be a pain in the ass where we're going because we love Bill.
Oh, it's
going to
be awesome. I mean, it is going to be a pain in the ass, and I'm already planning on spending a lot more money than I want to.
Oh, money, yeah. That's really God damn it.
Yeah. We'll have to have that conversation sooner than later, though. Seriously. Especially if we want someplace decent to sleep.
Yeah. Airbnb.
No, exactly, but we need to have the conversation.
Okay. The Airbnb conversation?
Well, the whole financial, how is this going to work? When are you showing up? When am I showing up?
God damn it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Got all my PFT stuff I got to reschedule.
Et cetera.
Oh, life. Yeah, is
reschedule
annoying.
In 8 months. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That one keeps coming up. I hear it. Oh, that one keeps coming up.
Circus. Afro, polka dot, afro.
That's Chris Rock from one of the Madagascar movies.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I remember that from the trailer. You're looking at me like, wait, that like was it just blew your mind.
That was in a trailer?
That part was in a trailer, because I've never seen a single Madagascar movie, but I've seen trailers and clips. I've seen the penguins, clips of the penguins.
I've seen clips of the penguins, too, and I like them.
The penguins are fun.
The clips that I've seen,
they're so
like.
Militant.
Yes. Oddly militant,
they're so militant. But the, there for some reason there was a circus. It was the Madagascar out of Africa. I think they were trying to get all the animals to go into a circus.
Afro circus?
Afro circus. So he's the zebra.
Oh, circus afro, my bad. Because afro circus, that would be something completely different.
That's what it says, afro circus. And he's a zebra, and he's wearing the rainbow colored afro.
So racist.
And then he does this.
Circus, afro.
Circus afro. And then polka dot, because then he's wearing some little polka dots.
Circus afro means something completely different
from the Afro Circus.
Afro Circus.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You picking up what I'm throwing down, Chris? Finally got it.
I got you.
All right.
I see what you're saying there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Two completely different things. One of them more racist than the other, even though both are slightly racist.
One of them is more racist than the other.
But both are still slightly racist.
Only slightly. How about some Lil Pump?
Lil Pump?
It's mumbly.
Lil Pump? Yeah.
I don't like Pump.
Yeah, I came in with a saw.
Blown speakers are a new thing. Recreating the sound of blown speakers is a new thing.
Fucking hate that sound.
Walking in trial like a boss.
It sounds like
no, it sounds like this producer knows what he's doing.
Actually, it sounds like speakers can't handle the bass.
Yes, can't handle the bass, bitch.
Not as good as Future. Sorry.
Can't tell me shit. No, not Future.
I love it. Bitch. Never went to school because I was always really, really rich. Hey, y'all came up with a sauce. Well, damn. Really yeah, so crack in the hall.
It's good.
What is on
bad?
Damn.
Game on my two Glocks. Damn. Everybody do want to be me. Looking at my neck.
It's good. Like the Future. Don't feel bad about liking
Future. Everybody do want to be me.
Looking at my neck and it's Fiji.
You like 3-6? How can you not like
3-6?
How can you not like 3-6?
Exactly. I'm a devil worker. Yeah,
I came in with a song. Ooh, not like Bone Thugs.
Only the first album.
So you like them.
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 But the entirety of the first album.
So you like them a lot.
Like, that album is one of those albums.
Yeah, he's like, my Uncle Charles, y'all.
That one. Actually, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chris. Funny little side note about that. So Bone Thugs and Harmony, their first album. Eazy-E produced it.
Yep.
He was dying at the time.
Yep.
The album actually came out before he died, but he died so soon after the album came out that they stopped printing the album.
Yes.
Replaced one song with Crossroads that everybody knows.
Yep.
And then re-released them all.
Mm-hmm.
The Bone Thugs CD that I bought when I was a kid
didn't have Crossroads.
Didn't have Crossroads. So when I heard it for the first time and everybody else was playing it on their album, I was like, no, this is track 6 and it's a different song.
That's weird. That's weird that they replaced the track and they didn't just add
one. No, they replaced, I think it was track 6. Because the one that I had, the chorus was, even though you're gone, you still got love from Bone. And it's a completely different song that they actually re-released on another album later down the road. But the CD that I had that instead of Crossroads.
That is weird.
So, like, people would be like, hey, man, you got that Bone Thugs? Put on Crossroads. I was like, sorry, my CD doesn't have it.
That's crazy.
And they're like, what do you mean?
What do you mean you don't got them Crossroads? I got the original. I'm not a bandwagoner.
Exactly.
That reminds me of how my friend had a copy of Versus, Pearl Jam's, their second album, Versus, but before they called it Versus.
Yes.
They did a thing where they put it out, and then they got in some argument with, like, a record label or someone, or someone, Ticketmaster, I don't know. And then they stopped printing, slapped Versus on it, put it back out, and he had a copy that didn't have Versus on it anywhere. Yeah. So weird.
Well, I mean, they did stuff like that in the 90s. Case in point, Stone Temple Pilots Purple.
Yep.
Which CD, what was on your CD design cover?
I can't remember.
See, me and my buddy both bought it the same day from the same store.
Mm-hmm.
One right behind the other.
Mm-hmm.
Mine had what looked like sprinkled, like it looked like a flower bouquet that had like sprinkles on it almost.
Right.
Or maybe like a decorated cake or something.
That sounds familiar.
My buddy, his had yellow fish scales on it.
I had the cake one.
Two completely different CDs. I mean, to cover
the designs
on the CD. Everything else was the same, but the CD design was different.
I wonder if they just did a thing where it's like, our CDs are going to be like, half of them are going to look like this, the other half look like that, but other thing, man.
I don't know.
With MP3s and streaming, you don't get to play with this stuff anymore. Album art and all the liner notes, that's all a thing of the past, man. It's a bit of a bummer.
Well, I mean, it's starting to come back with the resurgence of vinyl.
I guess so, in a way.
You know, vinyl's bigger than it's ever been, almost.
Cassette tapes and whatnot are coming back, too. No, exactly.
And that's just out of necessity for cheapness. But yeah, I mean, vinyl's awesome.
Vinyl is awesome, and people should listen to more vinyl. You're just setting your sweater on fire. You were talking about how much you love that sweater before. You just set it on fire.
Dude, I got stray strings. That's how you get rid of stray strings without causing more stray strings.
Man.
This, it's a cotton polyester blend, so the plastics in the string itself, they bond to each other, and they seal off the edge of the string, as opposed to if you cut it or bite it, it still stays frayed, and it will continue to unravel. So as long as your material isn't 100% cotton, that trick works every time. Are you in love when you're smoking that la-la-la-la, Chris?
Storm of Fish hasn't even gotten here yet. I'm already out of that la-la-la, almost. It's, oh, God damn it. No, Wax Man didn't come through.
You need to calm down on that la-la-la, bro.
Actually, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Wait. What the hell was that? It skipped ahead like a half second, twice in a row. It was the first time it went through. Two quick jumps.
I think it's fine. All right, let's just wrap this thing up here and maybe start cooking early dinner.
Whatever.
Get into the rest of that la la la.
Sure.
And,
hey, when do you, are we coming back for more?
No, because with the music and everything, this is almost a 2-hour bonus episode.
Oh, damn.
It's about an hour and 48.
Holy shiitake mushrooms, Chris.
I think that's good, right?
Yeah.
For bonus stuff?
Well, I mean, especially because we're just sitting here fucking around for hours.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about anything.
I mean, my previous drug habits. My shitty tastes in music.
Irma.
Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
We answered some questions. Bill, we are ready to rock, you stupid fuck.
We're ready to rock, Bill.
He should know that. I'm really disappointed that he doesn't know that.
We'll see you at your goddamn wedding.
Oh, I'll fucking be there with bells on.
Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, I can't wait to see those bells. Alright. We're out of here. Thanks, everyone. Working people for you online, Drew.
At antihero419 all over the interwebs. Just because you interact with me, there's no guarantee that I will interact with you.
Damn straight, mofos. Hit me up on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo. Come at me like a jerk, and I'll probably kill you. But otherwise, yeah, GPS was fine. I think we're right. Yep. Yep. Jerk. Yeah, I got it.
We'll be right back. Production.